Right, Dom, time for your 1 to 11. How difficult was it?
Very difficult. I think I was very fortunate to play some good clubs and some good players and with some good players. So I think it was a real difficult one. But I tried to go for lads that, when I played with them regular, they didn't let me down. And we played, and some were obviously, some were seriously talented, so they were easy. But it was a couple who were just steadier ways that I quite like them in my team sometimes. You can't just always have the flair players. Mm. You need people to do a shift as
you
well.
You want a balance. Some people Correct. Come on and the team is not balanced at all.
They like a bit of balance. I just fancy my team against a few other teams.
Yeah. Right, let's start in goal then.
In goal, we have one of my good friends, Nigel Martin. Very steady away, steady Eddie. As a goalkeeper, talk to you all the time, which I love as a centre-half. You know, giving me good information, talking to all the players around him, organising all the time, and a great character off the field, and a great lad as well. You know, and I think if it wasn't for David Seaman, possibly would have had a lot more England caps. And for me, was a fantastic goalkeeper.
David Moyes said he was his best ever signing.
Right.
Yeah, that's how good he is.
I think with Nigel, you got his influence in the dressing room was great as well.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, he had a real good influence in there, with especially the younger players, even though his nickname was Village.
Yeah.
Idiot.
How many are you playing in the back four?
I'm going to play a back four,
okay.
Yeah.
Start right back.
Right back. This was a tough one, but I've got Danny Mills. And the reason why I chose Danny, I think he goes under the radar a lot. I think he had a decent career. I think the World Cup in 2002, he was one of England's best players.
Came in late, didn't he?
He came in late and played a lot of games, done really well. I think for me as well, he could also play centre-half. And for Leeds at the times when we were struggling for people to play in positions, Danny could play right across that back four and also played very well at centre-half. But up and down, fit lad, and, you know, one to have in your team.
And not Village either, he's a bright lad, isn't he?
Apparently he's clever, yeah.
I never saw that.
I never saw that, but no. He was quite quiet, Dan, let's just say that. He was quite quiet.
Okay.
Centre-backs, this was a real tough one, but playing there, I played with some great players, and this one goes without saying, the best players I played with, Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah, top player.
Everyone talks to me, who was the best player you played with? And a lot of the Leeds fans always say to me, must have been Woodgate. I didn't really play that much with Jonathan. Jonathan was injured a lot when I was there, but Rio was a dream to play with for me. Mm. We just had a good partnership together. You know, when you click with someone and it works, you know, maybe Rio could do all the fancy kind of nice defending when I'd put my head in there and clear stuff, but we had a real good partnership. And I think with Rio as well, he was a winner. He didn't like losing, and he was good in the dressing room as well. As well as being a great player, he had a great winning attitude. And obviously, he's gone on to have a fantastic career.
Most would say right at the top, Rio Ferdinand?
Oh, one of the best in
Europe,
the world. In my opinion, at the time, and over a long part of his career, one of the best centre-halves in the world of football.
Well,
there weren't many people that could play like he could
play. I
think
as well, you know, defenders who stay on the feet, for me, are the best defenders. And Rio stayed on his feet.
Never
defenders
dirty, was he?
No, defenders who go to ground. You go to ground too easy. It makes guys sometimes a bit easy. I mean, the fans like players going to ground and tackling, but most of the best defenders you'll see, they'll stay on the feet.
Did he stay on his feet on this night? Got this photo.
Where is it? Oh, yeah. I don't know, actually. That's a good question. Probably not, considering what he's wearing. Probably got his high heels on there as well.
When was that? Yesterday.
Does he love you for putting that photo in your book?
That was the A-team we called ourselves. That was we used to like the Guinness. We used to call ourselves the A-team for some reason. But, yeah, it was a good night. It was a good night.
Who's next to Rio?
Next to Rio, another great character and a great player who had a fantastic career, Jamie Callagher.
Yeah.
Every team needs a Jamie Callagher in it for me. Absolute leader. Liverpool, if Liverpool had him now, they'd be so much better. You can hear him, when you're sat in the stand or you're at home watching the TV, you can hear his voice when he's playing, shouting, telling people what to do, get organised. Fantastic team player, great lad. And I think we underestimate how good a footballer he was as well. Could play right across the back four, centre midfield, holding midfielder, you know, real good footballer and great career.
Yeah. Left back.
Left back was a tough one because I was going to put one of the old Liverpool players in, but I've gone for Ian Hart.
He's in a lot of teams, Ian Hart.
Yeah. Harty, as a fullback, everyone used to say he didn't have the pace to quite be at that level. But for me, he read the game very well. He also brought goals.
Yeah.
I mean, look at some of the goals that Harty scored over the years. I mean, he's still scoring up until he's just retired recently. I mean, free kicks, some great free kicks over the years. And he also took penalties, good, solid player. Up and down the pitch, very reliable, wasn't injured very often, and a good player to have on the team. Yeah.
I like him.
You're playing a 4-1.
I'm playing 4-1, 3-2.
Who's the one?
Only one player for me to sit in the front of the back four, David Batty. made my job so much easier when I played with him. I'm sure Merce.
Oh, he's a great lad, isn't he?
Great lad, you know. Told you how it was. You know, proper Yorkshire lad. Mm. But fantastic football. And for me, as a centre-half, I knew he was like our insurance. Bats wouldn't go too far. You know, wouldn't go too far forward. Always controlled the midfield. And I think he's underestimated that role, like the Batty McAlealy role. Get it, make things happen, start attacks, little passes. And he was a great, great footballer.
You love playing with him?
Yeah, I did. He was very... He just wanted to do his job and that was it. And then he'd go home. He reminded me, like, on a different... But same as Paul Scholes. Different positions sort of thing. But they do their job and go home. They weren't worried about the limelight and all that.
Bats are usually showered before I'd even got off a training field. He's in his car and gone home. He's probably at home because he lived by the training ground before I got off a training field. Yeah.
Brilliant. But, all right, who are your three?
Three across the middle, three great players. We're going to start with Steve McManaman. Macca.
Yeah, top player.
Great player. I mean, when you play with someone like Macca, when you give the ball to someone like him, who can carry the ball up the field, as a defender, it's unbelievable for you. It gets you up the field of the team, and his skills and his ability on the ball are phenomenal. Great player. I mean, you've seen, he went on to go to Real Madrid. Yeah, and not many players, go over there. I mean, he scored a goal in the European Champions League final, and I think he was well-liked over there
He's underrated.
He was voted Fans Player of the Year 2 years on the trot, or twice. When he was at Madrid.
No, I don't think he gets the credit he deserved for the career he's had at times.
People forget, don't they?
Yeah, they do forget about Macca.
You do.
Euro 96 as well, he was on fire that year. I mean, I know for England, people say he didn't do it to him, but he was, for me, phenomenal player.
So
phenomenal
laid back player. As well.
Yeah, great fella. Yeah. Next to him, it had to be, didn't it? Steven Gerrard. Absolute legend for Liverpool Football
Club. Cleaned your boots, didn't he?
He did, actually, yeah. Not anymore, Merce. great footballer. I mean, what can you say about him? He was... Along with Gallagher, them two.
Did you see that, Dom, straight away that you knew he was going to be top draw?
Yeah, I was saying to you earlier, when we were young kids, we used to, if you didn't get picked for the first team, you'd go back on a match day and train at the training ground. Bring a few of the young boys in to join him on a day. And he'd come in at 13, 14 and be running rings around us like 18, 19. And we were professionals. He was that good. And I think with Steven as well, just his attitude. And he's a good guy as well.
Yeah.
Very good guy. And football-wise, I mean, what can you say about him? He had the lot. He could have played anywhere on the pitch as well. I mean, I remember times he played right back for Liverpool and he was phenomenal.
Yeah,
amazing. Were you surprised he left?
I was gutted he left. And I'd like to see him finish his career there. But, it's a nice move for him and the family, isn't it?
Brilliant.
We'd all take it.
Yeah, we'd all take that one, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, next to Steven Gerrard.
Next to Steven Gerrard, one of the best guys I've met in football, Johnny Barnes. Not only was John... a great player. He really improved me as a player, helped me on and off the field with a lot of stuff, tried to make me a better player, told me what I've got was doing wrong, dictated it to you, told you got to do things, and I know you were to play with John as well.
Yeah, obviously. I played with John, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine how good he was when he first started, because I got John at the end of his career. When he first started, obviously, I only watched him from the cop as a young lad, and he was amazing, but to play with someone like John Barnes was a real privilege. On and off the field, he was a top bloke.
He is one of the nicest blokes in football.
Yeah, he's definitely a great guy. When you're playing with a guy that you've watched from the terraces, is it difficult or it just doesn't matter? Once you're playing and you're just equal?
I think it's a bit surreal at first. I think for the first few games, you do look around that dressing room and go, wow, a little bit. But these boys, if you had a bad game, they'd tell you. I think that nowadays, things are a bit different. Players get away with it. We weren't allowed to get away with being sloppy or having bad games. These boys would tell us, so you soon learn and you soon start. I think we had respect, I'd say. We had respect for our elder players and a lot of clubs, in my generation and obviously in yours as well, mostly. Yeah. We respected our older players and we listened to what they said.
Yeah.
All right. Two places.
Two up front.
Oh, this was the real toughest, the tough part to pick. And I'm going to start with a great friend of mine, legend for Leeds United, Mark Viduka.
One of my favourite players.
Yeah, I mean, Big Vidukes, people said to me, he's carrying a bit of weight, this, that, and the other. But the guy was solid. As again, any ball you play up to him, it sticks. He laid off, he could score goals outside of the foot, headers. He could do everything, that guy. Maybe they say he lacked a little bit of pace, but for me, he was an unbelievable footballer and great ability.
Yeah,
great ability.
Big fan of his, massive
fan. You would have dinner with him the night before a game?
Yeah, I mean, Vidukes on a Friday, we'd have a couple of beers and he'd have a couple of fags and then he'd go out the next day and score four. He was very laid back, Mark. I think he's a typical Aussie. Very laid back, nothing sort of bothered him. He had the worst sense of humour in the world, laughed at all his own jokes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he loved his own jokes, but he was a fantastic fella. Yeah.
We've had a lot of players on here who said Gary Lineker was terrible in training. Was Viduka terrible in training?
No, he wasn't, actually. Oh, really? He worked hard. He was a good trainer, yeah, he was, to be fair. And I think sometimes people think the laid-back lads, No, I think, you know, I've not come across too many who weren't. Paul Ince was one of the best trainers. He used to like to play up front all the time, didn't he?
But great, was he any good up front?
He was very good up front, yeah. Was he? I hate to say that, yeah, he was a good player.
And then your last one, mate?
My old mucker, you know, the lad I started football with, Robbie Fowler. God, as we call him in Liverpool, or as we have to call him. I think, you know, me and Robbie started more or less the same day together as kids at Liverpool. And, you know, we've known each other ever since. You know, that he was just the natural goal scorer. You talk about a natural finisher. Robbie wasn't taught how to finish. It just came naturally to him. He could do it all. And, you know, even for a little fella, he scored some great headers as well.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But he could score every goal. And I think when he first come on the scene, he just took the place apart, didn't he? He was scoring absolute screamers. And, you know, fantastic fella. And, you know, an absolute icon in Liverpool.
Yeah, great finisher. I mean, yeah. I don't think he played nowhere near enough times for England, did he?
No.
I was at his debut. I met his dad when he made his debut in the toilets at Wembley. Yeah, I remember, yeah. Yeah, I remember the day.
I think with Robbie, you know, I used to watch him training sometimes. Even if it come off his shin, it'd end up in the back of the net. He just had that natural gift of scoring goals. Mm. And not many people have that. And he had it in abundance.
He wore his Everton kit.
When he first started coming training at Liverpool, a lot of the kids, you know, we're Everton or Liverpool fans, yeah. So, you know, a lot of them did turn up in their Everton kits. Yeah. I think that's a confidence thing, me.
Yeah.
To turn up at Liverpool in Everton kits shows a lot of confidence. Mm.
Who's your skipper?
Tough one, but I'd have to go for Steven Gerrard as captain. Yeah, Steven Gerrard, captain, put them underneath. Yeah, just, I think, inspirational leader. I think all them players were great, but I think he was the one who could grab a game by the scruff of its neck. Mm. And, you know, likes of your Keynes and people like that. There's not many can do that. Mm. When you're struggling as a team, as a player on your own, can get the game and just take it forward himself and make everything happen. He was outstanding.
Dominic Matthews, 1-11. Brilliant.
Pleasure. Cheers, boys. Brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant.